This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It's the year 2019 in the United States, with the most notable celebration taking place in New York's Times Square. And across the world, there were fireworks and other festivities. Looking forward to 2019, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un expressed hopes that more talks with U.S. President Trump over nuclear disarmament would occur. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The North Korean leader used his New Year's speech to his country to say that he's ready for continued talks with President Trump. But Kim Jong-un had a warning for the U.S. Don't test their patience with sanctions or pressure. And that the U.S. needs to hold back on deploying military assets to South Korea.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn. According to Russian state media, Russia has detained an American citizen in Moscow on accusations of spying. Reuters' Vanessa Johnston.
Russia's FSB State Security Service said the American was detained on December 28th. Now, under Russian law, he could face a prison sentence between 10 and 20 years. Earlier this year, the U.S. leveled its own accusations of spying against a Russian national. That case resulting in a guilty plea for Maria Butina in a deal with prosecutors. Butina admitting earlier this month to working with a top Russian official to infiltrate American conservative activist groups as an agent for Moscow. On Sunday, Russian President Vladimir Putin wrote Trump a letter for the new year saying he was ready for dialogue on a, quote, wide-ranging agenda.
That's Reuters' Vanessa Johnston. President Trump Monday defended his planned withdrawal of all American troops from Syria, attacking critics of the action as chronic complainers. Mr. Trump stunned U.S. national security aides and lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats alike, by announcing December 19th that he was withdrawing the U.S. troops who had been instrumental in removing most of the jihadist group from northeast Syria. This is VOA News. As part of his farewell, outgoing U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis advised troops and the Defense Department civilian employees to maintain their faith in America and continue to stand by the country's allies. Monday's letter comes as Mattis prepares to relinquish his office to Deputy Secretary Pat Shanahan, who will become acting Defense Secretary as of January 1st. Mattis resigned on December 20th following a White House meeting with President Trump, during which the two men disagreed over the president's decision to withdraw all U.S. troops from Syria. Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren has formed an exploratory committee for a 2020 presidential run. The lawmaker Monday became the first in what is expected to be a long list of Senate Democrats to announce for 2019.
I never thought I would run for anything ever in my life, but America's middle class is getting hollowed out. And